This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But Bobby Hebert joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Former Falcon quarterback, as he said one time, Carl, when you and I were driving back from New Orleans, I had to be a mercenary. Jim Fix won't give me a contract.
That's what he said.
Hey, Bobby. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, brother. How you been?
Good. I'm kind of enjoying it. I enjoyed that Sugar Bowl last night. Boy. I guess the last hope for the SEC can Ole Miss win it.
Right.
Boy, I don't think the SEC likes name, image, and likeness. We're not as dominant no more.
Hey, man, I know you're in New Orleans, just up the road in Baton Rouge. I mean, obviously, everyone's pretty psyched about Lane Kiffin, but Bobby, it's just everything that's wrong with college football. The fact the staff's up there to lock in transfers when they should be getting ready for Miami.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get the calendar right. I think Nick Saban might have commented on that. They need a czar. I don't know. Why not make Nick Saban the commissioner like Roger Goodell college football? They got to get their calendar in order. Right. I mean, they got it ass backwards. I mean, you should be focused on winning in games and, you know, still be compensated, name, image, and likeness. But no, it's so unorganized, it's pitiful. And you think in today's world you could get that fixed, but yeah, that's what, to me, what's so upsetting about this is that, okay, what coaches are leaving, who's staying? Just look at the mess between LSU and Ole Miss right now. And how about Lane Kiffin? You know, LSU is so excited to have Lane Kiffin that whenever Ole Miss wins, he makes like $500,000.
That's true. Right. It's crazy.
So, yeah, Ole Miss has two wins. He gets $1 million, and then I think if they the next game they win, he gets $1 million. Mm-hmm. So how about that gig? Huh?
Yeah, and the fact that Ole Miss is, I mean, LSU's paying it. You're absolutely right. Bobby Hebert, from one quarterback to another, tell us what your thoughts are about Tyler Shook, man. You believe this kid?
What? He's the best quarterback in the NFC South. I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
You remember what I'm telling you.
Wow.
You remember what I'm telling you right now. They say, well, Bobby, if he's so good – why didn't he play earlier? Okay, I'm going to give you two examples. Did Pat Mahomes even play in the first year?
No.
I mean, had Alex Smith? No, Pat Mahomes didn't play. How about last year? I think they went with Jacoby Brissett, a journeyman, the New England Patriots. I think it was the sixth game that Drake May started. The first game he went against the Texans, they lost. So, no, I'm telling you, that's why this game is important for the Saints. If they win, they want to carry that momentum into next year. And think about this. They'd have a 4-2 record in the NFC South. Mm. And you know, and I told the fans, no, we got to hold the Saints organization's feet to the fire. They got to win the division next year. Because
wow.
If you're hovering around 500, you can win it. I mean, sure. So there's going to be no excuses. And just to show you how prolific that Tyler Shuck's been, on that four-game winning streak, and especially like late in games, he's been so clutch. He's completed, his passer rating is like 115.5 in the fourth quarter of the last four games, 413 fourth quarter passing yards, and ranked second in the NFL during that span. And three of those four wins came when Shuck leading a go-ahead drive in the final quarter. I don't know, that sounds clutch to me.
Mm.
And he's playing with a lot of confidence. And I'm a big dude. He's bigger than me, but he can run.
Right.
I mean, I'm telling you, and I think I'm being objective about this. I can look at Michael Penix. I look at Baker Mayfield. Now, look at Baker Mayfield. At the beginning of the year, we thought he was up for MVP.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, boy, talk about a team fall apart. That's unbelievable. How to have, oh, well, what about the injuries? I don't know. 49ers have injuries. Look where they're at right now. So you can't use that excuse. And then Carolina, I don't know. We whipped that ass twice. In Carolina, I'm like, how can Carolina represent the NFC South? We made little Bryce look like the little boy when he went to training camp with his backpack that was too big for him.
Right.
It looked like he was in ninth grade. No, I'm telling you, the Saints fans, they're going to hold the organization's feet to the fire in the next year that, okay, enough. We post Drew Brees, that Tyler Shuck's the guy. And I'll tell you, He is a franchise quarterback. Well, what are you talking about, Bobby? It's too much a small sample size. I'm just telling you, his swag and his confidence, and the football people I've talked to and quarterbacks, I'm talking about Kellen Moore and the likes. They had a lot of quarterback people in that building, and they had the quarterback. The difference, like Spencer Rattler, when he was playing, he didn't make people better around them. Tyler Shuck does that, and he scores in the red zone. The last time they played Atlanta, you know, the Falcons kicked the Saints behind. I told the fans this. Right. Well, we couldn't score in the red zone, and the Falcons did. I'd be more fearful right now, I can tell you, because of the efficiency. And the Saints been sacking the quarterback as of late. More fearful of Kirk Cousins than I would Michael Penix right now. Wow. Because Kirk Cousins is going to get rid of that ball, and he's always had success against the Saints. I think I got to look it up, and I'm going to do this a little more homework. I think whether it's with the Redskins, Vikings, or the Falcons, that Kirk Cousins has had the Saints' number. And so that's what worries me more than anything.
Well, again, the offense clicks with him. Bijan is a machine. You know, we don't even have Drake London at 100%. But, yeah, Kirk, we got this question because the money they hit is insane, Bobby. It's $57 million if Kirk comes back. Don't know if Penix will be ready to go. So we got a lot more questions than the Saints. I just looked it up. You guys don't have a lot of cap space, but you got 6 draft picks in the top 150. So what are you going to fix for Kellen Moore to make this team a playoff team?
Yeah, they got to hit on the draft again. I think they hit on this draft. I think, you know, the Falcons paid attention to the D-line. Mm-hmm. Well, the Saints address the offensive line. But they have a right guard. It's a first-round draft pick. The fans, his name's Cesar Ruiz. They're calling him Cesar Louise. he is like, talk about stealing money. I said, why did they pay him in advance? He doesn't never win. And we were playing last week against the Titans. I don't know what his ankle was hurt. I think he wanted that ankle really to be hurt because I can't think of his name. Now, who's the big D tackle with the Titans? The best in the league.
Simmons.
Simmons. He was like, man, I don't want to I can't block that guy. So, yeah, he decided to sit out. And so, I think Chris Olave, look, I can tell you Shuck's going to miss him. Now, all of a sudden, we found he had a clot in his lung.
Oh, wow.
And you look, in the past 2 games, he's had 148, 119 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. So here was the guy they were counting on, 100 receptions, right around 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 25. And so he's not going to be available. And they like Vele, who they got from the Broncos, the big possession receiver. So, I don't know, the fans are looking at you know, like, hey, we got to get a playmaker. Enough of this. You know, fans will get excited when you draft linemen and all that.
Right.
Now you can get a pass rusher, and then they get excited about that. But I'm telling you, I think they'd want, I don't know if he could be this, they would want like a Bijan Robinson type. Like,
right.
Do you think Jeremiah Love Notre Dame could be that guy?
Yeah.
Because, you know, at one time we're talking, oh, the Saints would be picking in the top 3. And you got some stupid fans. They're like, oh, well, why we keep winning? I don't know. You play to win the game. Everybody was playing for their job. They worried about, oh, we're not picking in the top 3 no more. That man said, you want to be like the Jets and Raiders? They suck. Come on. I'm like, don't you want to win and give hope? So yeah, I don't know. That's kind of, they're all into Jeremiah Love right now,
okay.
The running back from Notre Dame.
Cam Jordan, this is last game. Is this his last game?
No. How can it be his last game? He drank from the fountain of youth, him and DeMario Davis. Cam's at 9.5 sacks right now. I don't know. People say, oh, but Gabriel, we gotta go younger. Well, why? What you mean we got to go younger? Until the young guy beats him out, why shouldn't he play?
Mm.
No, they got to work out the salary and all that. The same thing with DeMario Davis. He's had the most tackles ever. He's hovering around 140.
Mm.
Now, the guy who's a stud, and I say this in training camp, there's no way he's not going to get double-digit sacks. And he missed 5 games because his calf, you know, which goes to the Achilles and all that, and he's at 8.5 sacks. When I saw him in training camp and even when we practiced against the Rams, I go, they can't block Chase Young.
Mm-hmm.
So watch Chase Young,
right.
You know, outstanding play. Whenever you sack the quarterback, force a fumble, then you're able to scoop and score. That's unbelievable. So Chase Young, to me, they've invested him. They paid him. Last year, so he's going to be around for a few years. But, no, he's hell when he's well, and he's been well lately. And he's at 8.5 sacks.
It is so, Bobby. Yeah, go ahead,
but Cam, but go ahead. Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis, no. How can you not bring them back on? And I think Kellen Moore says you need that balance, young players, and they're the leaders of the defense. And Brandon Staley, he should be up at defensive coordinator of the year, having the Saints right now. They're like 8 or 9 right now in the league. So when I look at that, and I'm telling you, Tyler Shuck, they didn't have an offensive leader. Like the main players they had, Juwan Johnson, and I don't know, Chris Olave, he's too shy. And then Juwan Johnson, I don't know, he's some TikTok stud or something. And him and his wife, they got all these. And the fans don't care how many followers you got. They want you to catch touchdown passes and catch the ball and don't fumble. You know, and stuff. So I think Tyler Shuck, that offensive leader they're looking for.
Hey, man, it's Bobby Hebert with us, guys, one of our favorite guests because he just rolls and we just sit back and enjoy. It's the Dukes and Bell. We'll be talking more about Georgia and what happened last night with Ole Miss and Kirby making a couple of uncharacteristic mistakes. That's on the way. So getting back to the Falcons and the Saints, I don't know how much time you got to watch Michael Penix Jr. before he got hurt. We don't know about Zach Robinson and who's coming back on this staff. What do you think about Michael Penix Jr. and his future in the NFL? Because right now it's still uncertain. We don't know what we have here. What do you think?
I think he's better than Spencer Rattler, obviously, but I think Spencer Rattler is an NFL quarterback. I think Michael Penix is an NFL quarterback. But do you invest him as your, I don't know how you describe a franchise quarterback, but you got to play, he has to play a little more even to be a legit starter that you could count on week in and week out. So, no, I think the jury's still out on him. I mean, he could spin it, but he's one of the few brother quarterbacks that can he really run? I mean, it was like, I don't know, can he scramble enough? He's kind of, I don't know, Jared Goff-like in the pocket, you know, when I think of that. So, I don't know. I think Michael Penix, what he did at University of Washington was outstanding. But to say that he can make magic, I don't know. Now, he's more mobile than Kirk Cousins. What is that saying?
What's going on with Alvin, by the way? Just doesn't look the same.
Oh, no, he's an old man. He got old overnight. You know, when you hit 30 and he hit that wall and then all of a sudden, oh, my knee, my ankle, they should have put him on IR because he hasn't been available. And when I look at Kamara, I mean, he's not as explosive as he was now. Mm. And, you know, trying to preserve himself, he's like going for that extra yard. He's going out of bounds, but the Saints, he hadn't had like a 20-yard run in a long time. Like the longest run we had, I want to say Taysom Hill had a 29-yard run against the Rams. But you know the one who's a beast and runs hard? He kind of reminds me of Algier. You know, the guy, the 1-2 punch with Bijan Robinson. It's Estime from Notre Dame. But I tell you what, he's taking advantage of his opportunity, but I think he'd be part of like a rotation, but not the main guy. Mm-hmm. But because the Saints right now, you know, Kendra Miller, he was always hurt. You look at Devin Neal, who they got from Kansas, he got hurt. So they're in their fourth running back. And it just seems like whoever they put around Tyler Shuck, he's still able to excel because the center, it's all journeyman in the interior lineman, basically. I think David Onyemata will give him the business tomorrow. So on Sunday, I should say. So that'll be interesting. I think Banks, the left tackle, is more legit than Fuaga. Now, Fuaga is playing his natural position, going back from left tackle to right tackle. But he's dealt with injuries and kind of struggling. But I think their left tackle, I'm not saying he's the second coming of Teron Armstead, but he has that kind of ability. And Juwan Johnson is getting better at tight end because he's that big body receiver that they moved to tight end. So, listen, you know what's a shame, though, when I think of this? How can the Falcons have all this talent on paper? And what is it going to be, 8 seasons and not going to the playoffs?
Yes, Thanks, Bobby.
I want a clean house, Bobby. I thought they mishandled the quarterback. I'm not a fan of the coordinators. He had to fire his DC after last year. They don't take care of the little details. Special teams, Bobby, been a mess all year. So, and we got a consulting firm. They're talking about Matt Ryan coming in to work with the Falcons. So it's going to be a crazy offseason here in Atlanta.
Yeah, so will Matt Ryan be the new GM or just a consultant?
That's it.
You know, we know Fontenot from the Saints, but then you have to win, and he's been in charge. So I don't know. It seems like they have stud players, but I said, how can the Falcons have so many stud players and then they don't win?
It's a great question. And, Bobby, we've been throwing it around nonstop throughout the course of the season. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, man. Glad to know you're doing well. Family's good. Happy New Year to you and your family, man. And we appreciate your input.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On this with the Saints matchup on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, and tell Mike, he probably does, tell him to check out T-Bob, man. He's on FS1.
Yeah, I've seen him.
The pool at Barstool.
I've seen him. I know. T-Bob is blowing up. For those who know Thibodeau, T-Bob, Bobby Avery's son, played at LSU and is now becoming a rock star, man. He's loving life, man, and you as a grandfather, too.
Yeah, yeah, my guy. Now, this is crazy. I think I'm, like, mentally about 28 or 29, and I have 8 grandkids. I'm like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.